I'm Serena Ryder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
He was someone who looked like you. Thought maybe I'd be able to pretend for a while.
If I should call, you know we're family and all. It seems strange to let it pass. I just thought I'd call and ask, are you having fun? Are you seeing anyone? Yeah, I've been busy too. I hope I'm not keeping you. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Hey, I'm glad this number's good. I wasn't sure just where we stood. It's good to know that we're still friends. Nothing's changed much on my end. Yeah, I'm doing fine. You just came to mind. I guess it's the time of year. It's strange that you're not here. I'm just calling to say
Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
I'm just calling to say
Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah, we all went out last night, driving around to see the lights, just like we always do. Everyone there but you. I'm just calling to say
Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
I'm just calling to say
Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I've been seeing someone. Okay, that's a little lie. There's been no other.
Yeah, we're a little late, I guess, but who's to say that you have to stop playing Christmas music on December the 26th? Not me, that's for sure. That's a good one. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours spinning you some songs, and I promise, no more Christmas. That's enough. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to stop the day after Christmas, but there is a point where you just say enough, and I think this is it. That's the last one. I only played that because I just stumbled on that yesterday. And it's pretty darn good. It's brand new from our friend Serena Ryder. And that's a little holiday single, I guess, she released recently called Calling to Say. And a neat little song. And I just found that on iTunes the other day. And I was checking it out. There's a whole bunch of Serena Ryder stuff up on iTunes now. Different versions of some of her songs. And a little acoustic short set. And and a new EP that I've known about for a while. This EP that she released until now has only been available in the States, and that really bugged me because it's so darn good. You can go to her MySpace and listen to it, but for the longest time they wouldn't let me download it, which didn't make any sense because she's a Canadian artist, and you know, her new EP was only available in the States. But it seems they've lifted that embargo or something, because I was able to download it finally, and now I have it for you. It's called Told You in a Whispered Song. It's a little acoustic EP put out by Serena Ryder, and you know, I've been a fan of Serena Ryder for a long time. Got hooked on her when I first heard sort of the solo acoustic stuff, and then she went off and did some kind of overproduced stuff that I wasn't so happy about. But to hear her come back to the acoustic roots is very promising indeed. And man, is some of this stuff good. I'd love to play the whole darn thing, but I won't do that to you. I'll just play a couple more songs. And we'll start it off, I guess, with the title track. This is new from Serena Ryder. It's called Told You in a Whispered Song. And holy cow, check this out. It's pretty darn good. Tell the band to go home.
Would you mind if I pretended we were somewhere else, doing something we wanted to? 'Cause all this living makes me want to do is die, 'cause I can't live with you, and you don't even care. Do you mind if I pretended I was someone else? With courage in love and war. I used to think that's what I was, but now this lying hurts too much, and I don't know what for. I'm weak in the knees for you, but I'll stand if you want me to. My legs are strong and I'll move on, but honey, I'm weak in the knees. Would you mind if I walked over and I kissed your face in front of all of your friends? Would you mind if I got drunk and said,
love will always be, and if we let if I can? But what if I can? All this letting go that won't pass. If all this love is real, how will we know? And if we're only scared of losing it, how will it last? If I am a stranger now to you, I will always be, I will. Ooh.
Whoa, one of the most surprisingly good records of the year there from a surprisingly good pairing of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. The album is Raising Sand, and that was Rich Woman, and a pretty darn fine record. I reluctantly say that because I thought this album was a train wreck waiting to happen, but holy cow, is it good. A set of songs there that had me sort of wishing that I could go back in time and remake my best of the year lists. And you know, every week, every year, twice a week, every year, I try and introduce you to new music. And then at the end of the year, I put together some of my favorites and make up these lists. And I make up a little CD to give to my family and friends and stuff to try and introduce them to some more good music. And then every year, right after I get it done, I find some stuff that I wish I could have included on both. And pretty much everything in that set would have made it onto the CD and onto my list if I had it sooner. But I didn't. So that's a good one there. Raising Sand, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, recommended. Before that, absolutely stellar. You know, Ryan Adams, we've loved him here on the show for a long time. Fantastic artist, fantastic songwriter, but inconsistent as all get out. I mean, he makes so many records that they can't possibly be good all the way through most of the time, and they're not. I mean, most of his albums are half really good and half kind of disposable. This year he put out Easy Tiger, which is probably the most consistent of them all. So maybe he's on the upswing. But he's got this new EP, and I've been saying for a long time, if most of his records were just EPs, the guy would be brilliant, 100%. And this record, this EP, is absolutely, there's not a second of downtime on this record. If you're looking for a Ryan Adams primer, you get yourself the new EP, Follow the Lights, featuring some live versions of some of his old songs. We heard If I'm a Stranger there. And also some newer stuff as well. And pretty darn good. As well as Serena Ryder before that. We heard a great acoustic version of Weak in the Knees, one of my favorite tracks of 2006. And something brand new, Told You in a Whispered Song. And those are available on iTunes. And well worth the $4 you pay downloading it or whatever it is. So you might want to check that out. And, well, a couple of those sappy songs in there got me to thinking and got me into one of those moods. You know, every year at the end of the year, we tend to look back and think on what's happened in the past year and what's going to happen in the next year. And, you know, I'm no different. I seem kind of grumpy and kind of miserable most of the time. But the truth is that I'm a bit of a sappy, sentimental soul under this gruff exterior. And I had a pretty good year in 2007, and hopefully you did as well. I for years I always envisioned myself as a bit of a family man, but I never really, you know, put myself in a position. But somehow in 2007 I lucked into a pretty darn good family myself and became somewhat of a family man, and I'm pretty happy about that. So I'm going to send out a couple of songs just because I can to my new family of sorts. So for Jane and Carter and Alicia, here you go. Here's a couple for you. I think you'll recognize these ones.
Everything ahead of us, we left everything behind. But nothing that we needed, at least not at this time. And now the feeling that I'm feeling well, it's feeling like my life is finally mine. And with nothing to go back to, we just continue to drive. And without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. Say without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. I didn't know what I was looking for, so I didn't know what I'd find. I didn't know what I was missing, I guess you've been just a little too kind. And if I find just what I need, put a little peace in my mind. Maybe you've been looking too, or maybe you don't even need to try. But without you I was broken, and I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, but I
I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. Everything in the past fading faster and faster until it was gone. Found out I was losing so much more than I knew all along. But everything I've been working for, only worth nickels and dimes. But if I had a minute for every hour that I wasted, I'd be rich in time. I've been doing fine, 'cause without you I was broken. Rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, rather be broke down with you by my side. There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on me so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Song I could sing, and there is no
combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
You know, he's kind of a weird hippie surfer dude most of the time, but he has a sentimental side, that guy. That's Jack Johnson. He's got a new record coming out pretty soon, but, man, he has some dug back in the archives and picked up some good Jack Johnson there from his album In Between Dreams, That's Better Together, and before that, believe it or not, from the soundtrack to Curious George. We were broken before that, and a couple of sappy sentimental songs, and I got to knock this off because we got a special guest coming in very soon. And I don't want to embarrass myself too much, or else he'll never come back. But I got to squeeze in one more. And just because. This song's kind of silly and sappy and sentimental, but I got to send it out to a couple of friends of mine who are bringing home not one, but two new babies, expected to do today anyway. And so we'll play this, and then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll compose ourselves and stop being so ridiculous. But first, we'll send this out. This is Jim Henry. We'll send this out to Jason and Tracy, who are expecting twins today. Holy cow. Yikes.
Thinking about babies and laundry, long nights and no sleep. I'm worried about fingers and ten toes. Midnight cries and baby clothes. Gonna be a father, a papa, a rock of Gibraltar. Gonna be a parent, a preacher, a student and a teacher. I can't believe it happened so quick. One day we're talking and the next she's sick. Now we got a washer, dryer, vitamins. We're storing clothes she can't fit in. She wishes I could feel the way she feels. The baby moves, it seems so weird. Living in the same house, the same love, and the same day dreaming of. Baby's coming home, baby's coming home, baby's coming home. First part of June. Last night I felt kicking, so sweet. It was touching me with tiny feet. Mama started crying, she's so in love. Papa and everyone. And everybody smiles, cause everybody knows her belly's first everywhere she goes. People wanna touch it and give advice, like we don't know this will change our lives. Baby's coming home, baby's coming home, baby's coming home. First part of two. Haven't told the dog yet, but I'm sure she knows. She's staring out the window. She watched me clean the basement, move the couch three times. She looks at me like I lost my mind. I can define Layette, Maconey Hub. How far apart the pain should come. Gotta get the car seat, get the name set. What do you call someone you haven't met? Baby's coming home, baby's coming home, baby's coming home. Baby's coming home, baby's coming home, baby's coming home. First part of June.